People Magazine put together a list of the five 90s artists that are still out there performing, even though you may not have known that they were still out there. It includes the Cranberries, Better Than Ezra, and Spin Doctors, all currently out on tour.
Wonder if I could catch one of their shows.
Probably.
Well, we've seen stories before where the Make-A-Wish Foundation grants a kid's wish to, you know what they do. And this story is awesome, especially because I'm such a big fan of Batman. On Friday, 7,000 people lined the streets of San Francisco to cheer on a 5-year-old kid named Miles Scott. He asked the Make-A-Wish Foundation to make him Bat Kid for a day, and he's been suffering from leukemia since he was 18 months old. He got to ride in a Batmobile, stop the Riddler from robbing a bank, save the San Francisco Giants mascot from the Penguin, and the mayor gave him a key to the city, all while 7,000 people looked on.
That is amazing, yeah. A new study has found out that a broken heart can be really bad for your health, more than you might think. Researchers found that if your husband or wife dies, your chance of dying within the next 3 months skyrockets by 66%. It can be caused by grief or because you let your own health go, taking care of your sick husband or wife. But yeah, 66% jump in you dying in the next 3 months.
Top five movies at the box office this past weekend. Bad Grandpa came in at number 5 with another $7.7 million. The animated movie Free Birds at number 4 with $8.3 million. Last Vegas brought in $8.9 million this weekend. The new movie The Best Man Holiday had a pretty good run with $30.6 million. But Thor The Dark World brought in another $38.5 million in its second week. It's already up to $147 million.
A wealthy owner in Michigan who owns, dance clubs, strip clubs, recently divorced his wife of 2 years when he found out that she was seeing somebody else. So when she moved in with the other guy, he went and bought the house next door. And then he put up a big, huge statue of the middle finger pointing at the house next door. Even installed a spotlight to shine on it to make sure that it's visible 24 hours a day. And if you're wondering, yes, it is all legal under the First Amendment. Your Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.